something like that. But I usually wouldn't think of it in that terms. I just think of the car.
Okay. What about, ever heard the term coupe?
Yeah, I've heard of that.
Any kind of...
Four-door coupe, I've heard of that, or something. Yeah. Two-door coupe, hatchback, you know. I would probably use the name like that, use it in the title of the car.
Ever
like
heard of rumble seats?
Oh, yes, of course.
Yeah, okay, stuff like that. Do you have any kind of sports, like sports models? Like, how do you define them? An old-fashioned...
Yeah, well...
Business? You know, like an old-fashioned business coupe or something like that? Is there any kind of...
I would like a Model T or Model A.
Okay.
Well, I really wouldn't... If I was to see a rumble seat, I would know what it is, but I wouldn't know, like, what kind of car it would be from, so...
Oh, that's okay. What is a rumble seat?
It's a little seat in the back, and I don't know if it was really made for seating or sitting stuff back there or whatever, so... But if someone... You know, people would say about riding around the rumble seat, and...
It's
a little seat behind the two seats.
Oh, okay.
I don't think I've given you a good answer on that, but I don't...
Well, is there any distinction between a club coupe and a two-door sedan?
Beats me. Yeah. I wouldn't know it.
Just about a four-door sedan and the limousine?
Limousine, six, 8 doors.
I don't know.
I would consider a limousine a much longer car with 6 doors, I believe it is.
Okay. Okay. Do you have any slang terms for, like, really large, pretentious-looking cars? You know, like, we have slangs for stuff.
Ship.
Okay.
They say, what, driving this big ship or this big boat around town. Tank.
Okay.
Some people drive their old tanks to school.
Are there any kind of social things attached to them, like, you know, certain people driving certain cars and maybe you get a slang with the because of it?
Maybe
if a pimp drove a car, you ever have a, you know, like we have, like, you can tell, we used to call them pimp mobile, stuff like that.
Not usually. I don't remember.
Or maybe a canoe, you know, like it's just so big or stuff like that.
Canoe?
We used to call them Jewish canoes, Cadillacs.
We call them ships. We call them ships and boats.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, we have a little larger definition.
Okay.
I can't think of anything, usually, because there's not many pimps in town.
Okay. All right. Well, I was just thinking of offhand if you knew anything.
I'd say someone's driving a big car, they may say driving this boat around town, you know. So.
What about station wagon?
Station wagon?
What is that?
Station wagon is a car, of course. And I would refer, you were talking about a while ago about cars, I would refer to the station wagon as a station wagon, not just a car. I forgot about that. We have a station wagon, in fact.
What is it?
And it's usually a four-door car, and instead of having the trunk, it has the trunk, mm-hmm. but it's more in a compartment. You can
closed compartment?
Yeah, true. And it has more room.
Okay. Let me see. What kind of small trucks might bring small items to your house?
Mail truck.
Okay.
Mail one drives a car, though, so...
Oh, okay.
We don't have mail trucks. We have a few mail trucks in town, but they don't run in our house.
Like, if you used any kind of your trucks, I mean, you know, that you were describing, like, flatbeds and stuff, do they deliver?
Like a department store or something would probably come in. What would be about the size of a flatbed truck? I mean, like a steak body, but it would be enclosed. You know?
What would you call that? Anything?
What would I call that? Just a large truck. You could refer to it by the wheel size.
Okay.
Is it? I probably wouldn't call it a six wheeler or eight wheeler or whatever.
Just a delivery truck.
Say, yeah, just the Sears delivery truck or Penny's, whatever. I would just say.
Okay. What kind of transportation do they have here in Atlanta?
In Atlanta, they have bus service.